A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Salmon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We are considering the subject of the Holy Spirit advantage. And we started looking at those things that give us advantage or how this advantage comes. We have seen how a man's location contributes to his success in life. Your location gives you an advantage or a disadvantage. And so if you are located in Christ Jesus and in the house and the courts of the Lord, the Bible says you will be fresh and you will be flourishing. And even in old age, you will still bring forth fruit. So your location gives you an advantage. And if you are located in Christ Jesus and in God, it gives you an advantage. Number two, that gives a man advantage. The second thing is information. The information you have gives you an advantage in life. What a man does not know is clearly above him. It is, however, possible for a man to remain on the same spot, stagnated, and miss out of opportunities to succeed because he lacks access to this basic information. Everybody needs information. And the reason why the Bible says you will hear a voice behind you that will tell you this is the way. Go therein when you turn to the right hand or to the left. And so you need information. Information, very important in life. Information aids our direction, aids our decision and choices in life and in destiny. And so it is important. This information can come by the Holy Spirit whispering or speaking to you, or you can put it in the heart of someone to volunteer this information to you. Information. We have advantages in life by reason of the information that we have access to. And a man is disadvantaged if he does not have access to relevant information. So information is important. A young lady was told by her friend, I am going for an interview at so-so-so organization on Monday. And so with that information, this lady decided to also attend the interview. She got to the venue of the interview. Unfortunately, she would not be allowed in because she had neither a text message or email message inviting her for the interview. And like many other gate crashers, she was hanging around the gate. The security man wouldn't let her in, and others, hundreds of people who were outside the gate, they were not let in. And as this lady was there, standing, confused, not knowing what to do, one of the directors of this organization had no reason to be there, but he passed by and saw this lady and stopped and said, call this lady, you look so much like my daughter. What are you doing here? You are here for the interview, come in. And he asked her to come in. She went in, sat for this interview and sat for this test. And the next thing, she received a letter of offer of employment. She had access to an information and she decided to do something about the information she had. Although she did not have any other relevant and necessary things, but she leveraged on the information she had. And God used this information to turn to an advantage for her. A door was opened for her and she got the job that she didn't even apply for. But she attended the interview and then submitted her CV and other relevant documents later. Information. A man may succeed or fail based on the information that he has access to or lacks access to. May the Lord cause men to give you the information you need to get to the place that you are going. Information. This week, you will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, this is the way. You will have access to the relevant information that will bring change and transformation to your life and to your destiny. Number three, the third thing that gives us advantage in life is divine connection or connection. Connection. In the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John, chapter number 18, verses 15 and 16, Jesus was going to trial in the high priest's palace. And the Bible says, Peter followed him and another disciple who was connected to the high priest. This other disciple who was connected because of his connection was allowed into the palace of the high priest. But Peter was denied access because he was not connected. And so it was this other disciple who came to the gatekeeper and spoke for Peter. He connected Peter. So Peter gained access by reason of the connection of this other disciple. Divine connection with two people, the right people, right persons, can open doors for you anywhere, including high places. Your connection opens certain doors that would not ordinarily have opened. And that's why I am praying that God will connect you to the right person who will cause doors to open for you. He will connect you to the person you need for your door to open in the name of Jesus. Connection gives us an advantage in life. If you know the right person, the truth about life is you do not need everybody, but the right person you need, may you not miss that person. I repeat, you do not need everybody. So you don't need everybody to be your friend. You do not need everybody, but there is someone you need. May you be connected to that person in the precious name of Jesus. How again do we gain advantage in life and in destiny? We gain or receive advantage in life by divine impartation. In Deuteronomy chapter 34 and in verse number 9, the Bible says concerning Joshua. Now, Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. So the children of Israel heeded him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses. Moses laid his hands upon him and he received divine impartation that gave him an edge, that gave him an advantage over others. Impartation is simply the injection of the grace of the Almighty God, the power of God, the ability of God upon the life or into the life of a man. Moses imparted Joshua with the grace he carried, with the grace of God upon his life, and so the children of Israel obeyed him. So impartation gives you an edge, gives you an advantage in life and in destiny. In Exodus chapter 31 and in verse number 3, the Bible says, "And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship." Verse 4, "to design artistic work, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, and in cutting jewels, for settings and carving wood, and to work all manner of workmanship." Talking about Bezalel, the son of Uri, the Bible says he has been filled with the spirit of wisdom, in understanding, knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. He was imparted, divinely imparted with this wisdom. And so he got this advantage because of this impartation that he had received. In Romans chapter 1 and in verse number 11, Paul the apostle, writing to the Romans, said, "I long to see you, for that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established." I need to see you. I want to see you. I am longing to see you. I want to impart to you some spiritual gift that will cause you to be established in life and in destiny. Impartation. And it was this impartation that established this man. It will establish you. It will strengthen you. It will fill you with wisdom and power and give you an edge over others. And so, dear listener, you need to be properly located. If you need an advantage, if you want to be at an advantaged position over the rest, over others, your business must be properly located. Your shop must be at the right place. You cannot be selling clothes in a spare part market and expect to have an advantage. No, sir. Your goods, your services must be located properly. You also need access to relevant information, and it is my prayer that you won't miss the information you need for your story to change, for your things to happen. You won't miss that information. What about someone who missed an information and he did not hear and did not know until opportunity was overpassed, and it was passed, and then he got to know about it? Had he known a day or two earlier, he would also have maximized the benefit of that opportunity. So you need information. You also need connection. May the Lord connect you to the right person. I said yesterday, speaking about my admission into the university, that my friend was admitted because he knew he was connected to an associate professor in the faculty. I also received help by reason of divine connection. I knew someone who knew the secretary to the vice chancellor. And this person took me to the secretary to the vice chancellor. And with that connection, the connection of that man, I was assisted and my own door open also. I am praying that this week God will connect you to the man who will help you to open your door. You'll be divinely connected to the person you need for your door to open. You also need divine impartation. May the Lord fill you with the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and understanding in order to do, in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, give me access to the information that I need for my things to change, for my story to change, for my things to succeed, for my life to be turned around. Give me access to the information I need. Send the right person with the right information to me this week in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, connect me to the person I need for my doors to open. In the name of Jesus, give me divine connection. Connect me to the right person I need for my door to open. This is my prayer, oh God, that you will connect me to the right person that I need for my door to open. In the name of Jesus, I receive divine connection to this person in Jesus' precious name. And I ask like you to pray, Father, fill me, impart me with wisdom, impart me with grace, impart me with ability to succeed, to excel, to be distinguished in life, in the name of Jesus. I receive that grace, the impartation, divine impartation, to succeed, to excel, to break through in life and in destiny, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, mighty Father, because it is done, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. I receive the advantage of the Holy Spirit this week. I will gain advantage. Everywhere I turn to, I will be advantaged. I will not be disadvantaged this week. Things will work in my favor. Things will work on my behalf, and God's name will be glorified, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray that nothing will work against you this week. Everything will work in your favor, and the name of the Lord will be glorified, in the precious name of Jesus. I pray the Lord will connect you to the person you need for your door to open, in the name of Jesus. You will have access to the right information that will prosper and profit you, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Join us later this evening for our in-depth and analytical teaching of God's Word, our Bible study, Ezra Project, 5:30 at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Don't forget to forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.